one, the only, the notorious Conor McGregor! The king reigning, defending, undisputed UFC light heavyweight champion of the world, John Paul Gunn! The king reigning, defending, undisputed UFC middleweight champion of the world!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Martial Arts Monday podcast, directly from the pretty awesome network and music studios here in Lisbon. Buckle up, let's get into the topics.
Today, UFC Vegas 69 post-fight bonuses. The girl is in the future, she's the now. Fighters react to Erin Blanchfield dominating Jessica Andrade. Conor McGregor shoots down accusation of having fighters replaced on the Ultimate Fighter 31 roster. End route table, Conor McGregor or Jon Jones, who's under more pressure for UFC return? With your host, Bernie Ecclestone.
Welcome and again, good day to you, ladies and gentlemen, to the Martial Arts Monday podcast. Let's dive into the first topic. Yeah, UFC Vegas 69 post-fight bonuses. Erin Blanchfield takes home $50,000 for dominant win over Jessica Andrade. Erin Blanchfield picked up the biggest win of her career in the UFC Vegas 69, and she also go home with a first post-fight bonus afterwards. Following a stunning second round, rear naked choke submission to finish Jessica Andrade in the main event, Blanchfield was awarded the $50,000 bonus for performance of the night. It was a statement performance from the 20-year-old prospect turned contender after she traded bombs with Andrade early before wrapping up the finish to move to 5-0 in the UFC. Meanwhile, Myra Bueno Silva will also enjoy an extra $50,000 after she tapped out Lena Landsberg with a nasty knee bar in their bantamweight fight on the prelims. The performance of the night bonus came as Silva moved to 3-0 in the division while making move up on the rankings at 135 pounds. The fight of the night honors went to the lightweights Nazim Zadikov and Even Elder after they engaged in a back and forth war as the featured prelim. It was a barn burner from start to finish, but unfortunately the ending came after Elder suffered a gruesome cut on his eyebrow at the start of the third round, which ultimately ended the fight. Certainly not the result that Elder wanted, especially after he was up on the judges' scorecards heading into the final round. He'll at least get an extra $50,000 for his effort on Saturday. The same goes for Zadikov, who looked impressive in his octagon debut after earning his contract by way of Dana White's Contender Series. The girl isn't the future, she's the now. Fighters react to Erin Blanchfield dominating Jessica Andrade at UFC Vegas 69. Erin Blanchfield has arrived. The 23-year-old blue chip prospect scored the biggest win of her career Saturday in the UFC Vegas 69 main event, where she ran through former strawweight champion and one-time flyweight title challenger Jessica Andrade in a little over a round. Blanchfield outstruck the always dangerous Andrade in round one and then went to elite grappling to score a submission. With the win, Blanchfield may have staked her own claim to a UFC title shot at 125 pounds, at least if the reaction on social media is any indication. Blanchfield's peers were fawning over her incredible performance, with Belhel Muhammad writing, "Wow, the girl isn't the future, she's the now." MMA stars like Kevin Holland, Angela Hill, and Megan Anderson were also eager to heap praise on the flyweight wonder child. Conor McGregor shoots down accusation of having fighters replaced on the Ultimate Fighter 31 roster. Conor McGregor already has everyone talking about the Ultimate Fighter 31 before the season even started. On Friday, manager Daniel Rubenstein took on Twitter to address a list of fighters that are rumored to be competing on the upcoming season of TUF. The actual cast list is yet to be released, putting forth the allegation that McGregor used his influence to have three fighters removed from the cast list in favor of McGregor Associates. McGregor is set to serve as a coach on the season, opposite lightweight contender Michael Chandler. Ken Cross, Mitch Ramirez, and Brandon Jankills all got pulled off to make room for three of Conor's guys to be on the show, Rubenstein wrote. UFC fighters Gilbert Burns and Chris Curtis also addressed the allegations on Twitter, with Burns claiming that former PFL competitor Loic Razabov was one of the fighters bumped out to accommodate McGregor, and Curtis calling the rumor definitely true. That prompted McGregor to respond to Curtis directly in a tweet that has since been deleted. I quote the tweet: "Not true. I only know one guy on the show, and he put himself forward for it. And he's now, after today, set to fight the number one seed. I didn't ask nor request nothing, and I certainly didn't have people removed. I'm just trying to get back in the mix myself. So, off." This is the second time that McGregor has served as a coach on The Ultimate Fighter, with his first stint taking place in 2015 when he coached opposite Faber. On that season, McGregor notably featured then close friend Artem Lobov as a member of his team. Following the conclusion of the upcoming The Ultimate Fighter season, McGregor will compete for the first time since breaking his leg at UFC 264 in July 2021 when he fights Chandler, with a date and location still to be determined. Roundtable: Conor McGregor or John Jones? Who's under more pressure for UFC return? Conor McGregor or John Jones? Two of the biggest names in MMA are finally back in 2023 as both former champs gear up for their upcoming UFC returns. McGregor meets Michael Chandler on a yet-to-be-determined date after filming The Ultimate Fighter 31, while Jones makes his long-awaited move to heavyweight to challenge Cyril Gane for the vacant title at UFC 285. Both are coming off long layoffs, but who's under the most pressured to win? My personal opinion to that: after 3 years away, John Jones has a lot of expectations riding on his return, especially now that he's finally moving to heavyweight. But the only answer to this question is clearly Conor McGregor. Unlike Jones, who is already considered one of the greatest fighters of all time based on his current resume, McGregor is returning after another 2 year absence, and this time he's trying to bounce back from a devastating broken leg. It's really difficult to come back from a severe injury like that, and McGregor will turn 35 before his next fight against Michael Chandler, which means he's likely cruising towards the final years of his career. With a 1-3 record in his past four fights, it's been a long time since McGregor looked like the beast who became the first ever simultaneous two-division UFC champion in 2016. In the 6 years since, McGregor lost to Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match, a fight that reportedly earned him a nine-figure payday, and his only win come over an aging Donald Cerrone, who never again tasted victory before calling it a career in 2022. McGregor is the biggest star in the sport by a wide margin, and he's got a potentially winnable fight in front of him. But as much as leeway as his star power grants him, the demand and interest surrounding his future endeavors could largely hinge on the outcome of this matchup. A win vaults McGregor back into title contention, but another setback puts him on a three-fight losing streak, with many of his peers, including reigning UFC lightweight champion Islam Makhachev, believing one more loss could lead to his retirement. It doesn't get much bigger than that. And the last topic for today's first episode, Alexander Volkanovski shows post-fight meeting with Islam Makhachev plans for rematch in Abu Dhabi. Alexander Volkanovski is willing to go to Abu Dhabi to rematch Islam Makhachev. At UFC 284, Makhachev went to Volkanovski's backyard of Perth, Australia, retaining his lightweight title with a competitive decision win over the featherweight champion. In the aftermath, Volkanovski has pushed for a rematch, suggesting that if Makhachev doesn't want to do it, we know why. And on Saturday, Volkanovski released a behind-the-scenes video of UFC 284 showing the two champions talking about a possible rematch. Should we do it again? Maybe Abu Dhabi. You deserve one in Abu Dhabi. My turn to get booed. That's what Volkanovski said. Makhachev and his team are shown agreeing to a rematch, though they do not necessarily say that it will be next, simply that they are open to a rematch. Also, this interaction happened before members of the Volkanovski team accused the lightweight champion of cheating. The UFC has yet to announce what they would like to do next for both men, but Volkanovski does have other business to attend to in the 145-pound division as Yair Rodriguez won the interim featherweight belt at UFC 284. Makhachev, meanwhile, has a slew of other lightweight contenders waiting, including Beneil Dariush, Dustin Poirier, and the winner of the upcoming Justin Gaethje versus Rafael Fiziev fight. Thank you for tuning in to the first episode of the Martial Arts Monday podcast, to the MMA Report. Like and subscribe and listen to this podcast everywhere where podcasts are available. Thank you, and we hear you next week.
The one, the only, the notorious Conor McGregor! The king reigning, defending, undisputed UFC light heavyweight.